right now is Leon Aaron. He is the resident scholar and director of Russian studies at the American Enterprise Institute. Leon, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
We're fine, thank you. So Rex Tillerson is going to meet with Vladimir Putin today. He arrives in Moscow. They're going to meet. Is there common ground to be found with Russia over Syria?
Will be very difficult to find a common ground, and that is because Trump appears to be determined to at least restrict Assad and ideally oust him, whereas Putin is bound for domestic political reasons to stand by Assad through thick and thin.
So now, but Donald Trump, you know, the art of the deal, I would think that maybe they can find some kind of common ground and just say, look, this deal with the chemical weapons has to end. That is something that we have to agree on. And I would hope that maybe the administration can at least come to an agreement over the use of chemical weapons. That is one thing. Here's the other part is we've heard rumors that they knew, Russia knew about the use of these chemical weapons ahead of time. Is that?
Well,
do you know anything about that?
Well, you know, there is. Well, I'm sure they knew that Assad had not given up all the new chemical weapons. That was clear way from the deal. The deal that was done in 2013 by Secretary Kerry had only one purpose, and that is to save President Obama from embarrassment after he could not enforce his red line. And so at that point, Putin threw this, a rope to them. They grabbed on it, and nobody really was concerned that much about how much chemical weapons are left. This is the train that's gone already. The real issue now is this. If Assad will use chemical weapons again, and I think he will, what would be Russia's response? That is what Tillerson should discuss, not what happened 4 years ago.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't seem like there's much of a chance right now that Russia is even going to cop to Assad being guilty. Putin saying yesterday that he now believes that this was a false flag and that there are more chemical attacks coming that the U.S. knows about and all sorts of sort of just propagandistic declarations from Vladimir Putin yesterday.
Well, exactly. So. I don't think Tillerson should engage in this accusation, counter-accusation, denial, excuses. No. What he should not waste time on this. What he should say is this. I have a message from President Trump. If Assad uses chemical weapons again, we are going to come down even harder. Now, you, Russia, either should obviously we would like to do it with you, and you use the influence on Assad, but we don't think you will. At that point, stand by. Do not interfere with our dealings with Assad. If you do, and I'm afraid that may happen, and Russia could do a lot of nasty things there, we would do things that will hurt you. We will start supplying arms, finally, defensive weapons to Ukraine. We will ratchet up economic sanctions, and we will mobilize our allies and will make things that are not very pleasant to you. This is what they should be talking about, not what happened 4 years ago, who knew what, how many chemical weapons Assad has, and so on and so forth. Because the issue here is very clear. Assad will use chemical weapons again, even only to see Russia and U.S. going at it while he's just waiting outside, just he's observing it and continuing his regime. He will use it. So the real issue is, what sort of leverage does the United States would have over Russia so that it stops protecting Assad? This is, going forward, the only solution I can see. The other, of course, option for the United States is essentially retreat behind the, give up another red line, although unspoken. Just, let Assad do it again. In other words, the key is to manage Assad at this point is to manage Russia. And
Leon,
we have
Leon,
not managed
you're
Russia for about 4 years.
Leon, you're obviously a Russia scholar and been watching this very closely. Do you think that there's any risk that Russia will engage in direct military action with U.S. forces if we continue to sort of punish this type of stuff in Syria?
Putin is going up for re-election next year. He wants it to be a thunderous affirmation of his rule. Russia is in a very bad place economically. Less than three weeks ago, there were mass protests against corruption and against Putin. Putin badly needs the only thing that saves his regime, which is another foreign policy victory. He will not back down easily. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm saying that the United States, if it wants to do something about Assad, has to go through Moscow in a sense of presenting Putin with a few choices. Some of them are very unpleasant. That may move him from the brink. I think Putin is a risk taker. He's not crazy, but so far the risks that he's taken paid off.
Leon, thank you so much for joining us. There are so many questions I have for you. There's so much more I want to know about this. So I'm sure we will be speaking again. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That is Leon Aaron. He is the resident scholar and director of Russian studies at the American Enterprise Institute.